Okay, we began by talking about what is happiness. And we talked about how the average person, if you were to ask the average person, anyone on the street, how do you find happiness? They will tell you that happiness comes from one of four sources. Who can remember what are the four sources that the average human thinks is needed in order to achieve happiness? Who can remember what are those four sources? Very good. One is money. The average person thinks that they cannot achieve happiness unless they have money. Another one, very good, is fame. A lot of people think they cannot achieve happiness unless they find they're famous. Also, education. A lot of people think that in order to achieve happiness, you have to have a PhD. You have to have educational acclaim. And then finally, a lot of people think that the way to achieve happiness is from power, social status, or power, or position. And we talked about all of these different things, and we've shown how it's not true, that these things do not bring us happiness. And we've given many examples of this. Then we talked about how the number one reason as to why the average person cannot find happiness is because they allow too many barriers to interfere and get in the way of them trying to achieve happiness. And who can remember what are some of those barriers that we talked about which prevent us from achieving happiness? Who can remember? What are some of the barriers that prevent us from attaining happiness? Very good, Mutakun. The number one barrier is disbelief in Allah and a lack of the true faith. Very good, Amina. This is the number one reason why the average person can't find happiness. They have no belief in Allah. Okay, also very good, Brother Mutakun, jealousy. Jealousy and envy. A lot of people cannot find happiness because they're too consumed with envy of others or jealousy of others. Another barrier that prevents us from finding happiness is sin. Very good, Amina. A lot of people become so engrossed in committing sin, and these sins pile up and prevent us from finding happiness. Also, very good, Selma. Many people are pessimistic. And pessimism, we talked about how that's a horrible barrier. A pessimistic person is a person who doesn't have hope. He sees nothing but the bad in everything. He sees no good. And this will prevent anyone from finding happiness. Also, ill will and anger. These are two characteristics that will also prevent a person from finding true happiness. People become so consumed with wishing evil upon others that they lose happiness for themselves. Or a person cannot control his anger. And we talked about how many people end up in divorce because their husband could not control his anger. Also, injustice and suspicion. These are also things that prevent us from finding happiness. Okay, so these are some of the things that we talked about that are barriers which prevent a lot of people from finding true happiness. And having recognized what the barriers are, we then move on to, okay, what are the prerequisites? What are the factors that must exist in order for us to achieve happiness? And we began yesterday talking about what those factors are. And who can tell me what are the first set of factors that should exist in order to find happiness? Very good. The number one factor is we should have a solid belief in Allah. You have to sincerely believe in Allah in order to find happiness. And what else? We also have to remember Allah, do acts of remembrance of Allah. By doing acts of remembrance of Allah, this keeps Allah foremost on our mind and helps us to attain happiness. The third factor that must exist is we must be devoted to Allah. We have to be devoted to Him by worshiping Him as He has instructed us to worship Him. By praying to Allah, we talked about how by praying to Allah, this improves your character as an individual because it gives you characteristics such as truthfulness and honesty. And we also talked about how praying to Allah is good collectively because it instills brotherhood amongst the people. And then also yesterday, another factor that must exist in order for us to find happiness is we have to be good and kind to others. We have to be good and kind to others. We have to have mercy, show mercy upon others. So these are several of the factors that we went over yesterday, which are needed in order to achieve happiness. And again, we're going to continue by talking about several more factors. And remember, guys, you have to have all of these factors. You can't just have some. In order to attain true happiness, all of these factors must exist for you. And we're going to begin with the fifth factor, which is renunciation of long-term hopes and grief of the past. What this means is too many people spend their time worrying about their future life and crying over the past. So thus they end up living a life of worry and misery. We have to understand, guys, that we should never sit around dwelling over what happened in the past. Whatever happened in the past, you seek forgiveness from Allah for it. And then you go on. You don't sit there crying over it. And we also have to remember to not become so consumed with the future, worrying about what's going to happen. What if I lose my job 10 years from now? What if my husband divorces me 2 years from now? The believing Muslim does not waste his time worrying over what's going to happen in the future. And he doesn't waste his time worrying over the past. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has told us. He said, "He who is safe in his home, healthy in his body, and who has enough food to last for the day, this is a person who possesses everything." So thus the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in this beautiful hadith that there are only three elements needed to possess happiness in life. That is good health, security, and food. That's it. If you have those three things and you have what's needed, you don't sit around worrying about where's your food going to come from tomorrow, or what happened, or crying over what happened in the past when you had none. You have to live each day as it is and be thankful to Allah for what He has given you. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, "And for him who fears Allah and observes his duty to Allah, Allah prepares a way out for him, and he provides for him from sources in which he could never expect. And whoever puts his trust in Allah, that will suffice him. For Allah will surely accomplish his purpose. This is a beautiful verse of the Quran. The 23rd verse of the Quran of the 65th surah. The 23rd of the 65th surah. Allah tells us that you shouldn't waste your time worrying about what's going to happen. Allah guarantees that anyone who truly believes in Him and fears Him and who fulfills their duties to Him, which means praying your five salats every day, fasting during the month of Ramadan, paying zakat, anyone who fulfills their obligations to Allah and has fear of Him, Allah will look out for you. He will always manage to find a way out for you when times get hard. And He will always provide a source for you. So the believing Muslim reflects on these beautiful verses. And he doesn't waste his time worrying about what's going to happen in the future. And he doesn't waste his time crying over the past. He lives each day as it is. And he knows that Allah will look out for him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am in this world like a rider who stops in the shade of a tree for a short time, and after taking some rest, resumes his journey and leaves the tree behind. Here again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lets us know that we should appreciate the real meaning of life and understand that again, we were created to worship Allah. We were put here temporarily. And the reason why we were put here on this earth is to accumulate as many good deeds as possible, so we can thus stand before Allah on the day of judgment with the scales tipped in our favor. So again, the believer doesn't waste his time worrying over what's going to happen. What's going to happen if he loses his job? He lives each day as it is and counts his blessings, which takes us to the next prerequisite or factor that is needed in order to achieve happiness. And that is to never look at those who are above you. Instead, reflect on those who are beneath you. And what is meant by that is this. And when you're living your life, you don't look to those people who have more money than you, better clothes to you, a nicer house to you. You don't look to them for direction because you'll never find happiness. You'll be spending all your life trying to compete and keep up with the Joneses. The believing Muslim, he looks at those who are beneath him because this makes him appreciate more the favors and bounties that Allah has bestowed upon him. If the believer gets depressed because his car is old and somebody else is driving a brand new 2003, he wipes that thought away because he looks behind and he sees that there is another man who doesn't have a car at all. There is a man who has to catch the bus to work every day. So thus the believer becomes thankful and appreciative to Allah that at least he does have a car. No matter how old and outdated it is, it gets him back and forth to work. He doesn't have to catch the bus. He doesn't have to stand out in the snow or the rain. So this is why, as believing Muslims, we have to look to those who are inferior to us. Because by doing so, we will become more appreciative of the bounties in which Allah has bestowed upon us. And thus, we can go about trying to achieve happiness. Which brings us to the seventh factor which is needed in order to obtain happiness. And that factor is, it is important for us to build a better understanding of things and get rid of those misconceptions and superstitions that drive us into ignorance. And this is a problem with many, many Muslims. You know, we talk about the hadith, whereas the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there will be 70,000 people, only 70,000 people, who will enter into paradise without having to go through hell. And the characteristics of those 70,000 is, they were people who put their trust and faith in Allah. They did not worry about superstitions. They did not worry about bad omens. They accepted Allah's qadr and things. And this is what a lot of Muslims have a problem with today. We got too many Muslims who waste their time worrying about somebody giving them the evil eye. Somebody putting a spell on their baby. Somebody putting a spell on them. Somebody making hasad on them. The believer doesn't waste his time with this garbage. He doesn't waste his time with this. Because he knows nothing is going to hit him unless Allah decreed it. And if Allah decreed it, can't nothing stop it. We need to learn, guys, how to get a better understanding of things. A better understanding of our religion. The average Muslim wants to go out and give dawah. But how can you give dawah? How can you call others to Allah when you yourself don't even understand what the principles and laws of this religion is? How can you call others to Allah when you yourself is not even called to Him? You don't pray. You don't fulfill your obligations to Allah. So we need to learn, guys, how to seek understanding, a better understanding of our religion, and thus a better understanding, we'll get a better understanding of life. Because without the correct understanding or a good understanding of your religion, you will never find happiness. You'll be living your life in doubt, always questioning yourself. Which brings us to the eighth factor that must exist in order for us to find happiness. And, excuse me, and that factor is, we must work to achieve harmony within ourselves. And this is another problem with the average Muslim. The average Muslim does not have self-esteem. Especially Muslim women, I hate to admit this, but I'm telling you guys, this is the truth. Many of the Muslim women today are disgraceful. They're disgraceful. We got Muslim women today married to kafir men, shacking up with men who are kafirs. And they refuse to leave these men because they say, oh, I love him so much. The reality is they don't love themselves. We got Muslim women who are in marriages that are abusive to them. They're married to men who abuse them, beat them up, and do all kind of haram things to them. But these women can't get themselves out of that marriage because they don't love themselves. They don't have any confidence. How can you find happiness when you're not even happy with yourself? How can you find happiness in anything when you don't even like yourself? We need to work on building harmony within ourselves. And then after building this harmony within ourselves, we need to work on building it within the family, with our children and our husbands. We got women who want to go out in the world and be men and give dawah. They think that the way to give dawah is to go out in the street or go putting pamphlets on people's doors like the Jehovah Witnesses do. You need to wake up. Charity begins at home. Dawah begins at home. We got men who think they're supposed to go out in the streets and argue and fight with the Christians, and they claim they're giving them dawah. You need to wake up again. Charity begins at home. Give dawah to your family first. You have to learn how to save your soul and your family's soul from the hellfire before you go around trying to save anybody else. So we need to remember, guys, that in order to attain happiness, you have to first of all find happiness within yourself and then within your family. And once you accomplish that, you can then go out and seek it in school, at your job, and in society. But everything begins at home. We need to build up our character to the character of a believing Muslim. And once you do that, then you can go about the business of trying to find happiness. Okay, we're going to stop right here for today. And tomorrow we're going to continue with the next set of factors. But I want you guys to remember that all of these factors have to exist. You can't just have one or two of them. You have to have all of them. You want to remember that you have to work on finding harmony within yourself. You want to also remember that you need to develop a better understanding of your religion and your way of life. You need to remember to always look to those who are less fortunate than you, because this will always make you more appreciative of the bounties that Allah has given you. Okay? And you want to also remember, guys, that three elements, if you have good health, a secure home, and enough food to eat for the day, then you're living good. You're living good. And you got a lot to be thankful for. Okay, so we're going to stop right here for today. If you guys have any questions, inshallah, go ahead and ask them.